Mark, there seems to have been an upswing in impaired drivers.
Yeah, this is a disturbing trend. We've noticed that in the early part of 2023, we've got 16 people before the courts for impaired driving-related offenses. When you compare the same time frame for 2022 and 2021, the numbers are 13 and 11, respectively. So we've got some work to do here in terms of getting the message out and appropriately reaching people who seem to be taking or not taking their responsibilities seriously enough when it comes to operating a motor vehicle safely.
Can we narrow it down demographically? Is it younger guys? Is it middle-aged women? Is it, you know?
Well, that's the whole thing, is that there's no apparent commonality to any of these occurrences. I've provided a list of various offenses that have resulted in arrests lately. And age group, gender, location, nature of the call, all these things are rather random. There is no identifiable group that we should be focusing on. We have persons of senior age. Then we've got your younger demographics. Typically, that's the generation that we're focusing our efforts on in terms of they're most commonly linked to impaired driving. But there's a wide spectrum here in Timmins for whatever reason. A number of persons who are older and should know better are before the courts now. So there's a fundamental disconnect. I don't know if it isn't the fact that people are experimenting now with recreational substances, and they don't realize or are not taking into full account that they are no longer able to drive a car safely. So this message has to resonate with the motoring public. It's a trend that we're aware of, and we are deploying our officers. The message that we would absolutely like to get across is that our officers are completely trained. They have the tools and the experience to combat impaired driving. So rolling the dice and taking a chance is simply not worth it. You're putting yourself at risk. You're placing other motorists at risk, pedestrians, what have you. These are predictable outcomes. So there has to be better judgment used by motorists. Achieving better roadway safety in the Timmins area is a group effort between law enforcement and the motoring public. We're doing everything we know how to do to make our streets as safe as possible. The motoring public has to pony up here a little bit.
Now, you can talk about the risk, as in injuries to you or yourself, and you know, potentially fatal. Not to put too fine a point on it, but on the legal end, what are you risking?
Well, there you go. Most typically for first-time offenses, the fines are still very serious. They range between $500 and $1,000. So that's meant to sting. It's meant to send a message. As well, you have your driver's license suspensions that come into play for any conviction for impaired driving or failing to provide a breath sample. So there's a definite deterrent in terms of the penalties that are on the horizon for people who choose to place themselves at risk by engaging in impaired driving. Still, we are hopeful that beyond that, there's a message of planning ahead will spare you all sorts of legal entanglements and other grief in terms of potential injury, civil liability. There's any number of things that can go wrong with an impaired driving situation. So we can't be any more clear than we already have been that this is not an acceptable, we don't achieve a baseline and go, okay, well, we're on par with years past. We're hoping to deter as best we can any increases in impaired driving.
Is there a minimum length for a license suspension?
Typically speaking, it's in terms of years as far as driver's license suspensions are concerned. And the administrative driver's license suspension takes place when you're charged initially. So there's a significant amount of teeth in the law. Like the law does have the potential to resonate with the motoring public. It just seems that there's a small but persistent segment of the driving population who are just not getting the message.
Anything you want to add to this?
This is a preventable situation. All these outcomes are very predictable, and it all stems back to bad judgment initially. So if you know you're going out, if you know you're going to indulge in some sort of recreational substance usage or drinking liquor, well then, the appropriate thing to do is to plan ahead.